السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with good health and afiyat, and Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mauna Salim Kareem, for all the wonderful du'as. Ameen, ameen, ameen. And Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jathiyah, which we told you means to kneel, and the word will come, we'll discuss it in detail. So chapter number 45 and verses 16, 17 and 18 is today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابِ. وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ نَوَاوْ فَأَعْطِفَا in conjunction. The lam for qasam, and by Almighty Allah. قَدْ for tahqeeq, and by Almighty Allah, definitely, surely, positively. آتَيْنَا we gave. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in several places in the Noble Quran for himself uses the term we, the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, to stamp his majesty, sovereignty and authority. Who can do that? Who can make the sun rise? Who can make the sunset? Who can make the full moon on the 14th night, Laylatul Badr? Who can give life and death? Nuhyi wa numit. So when Almighty Allah wants to show his absolute power, control and majesty over the universe, then various places Almighty Allah uses the plural. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And indeed we gave the progeny and children of Israel. Israel means Abdullah. That's a literal meaning. Israel refers to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob. Peace be upon him, it is his title. And what did Almighty Allah bless him and his progeny with? بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَاب. Kitab here means kutub. So we see that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam received the Zabur. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam received the Torah. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam received the Gospel, the Injil, the Bible. So like that, so many. And then the Suhuf Ibrahim and Musa. So we find that the scriptures were given as well. So you must remember that. And that is the scrolls. Suhuf, the plural of Sahifa. So the scrolls were also given to various prophets and messengers. So Al-Kitab don't refer to one book, it refers to Kutub, various books. Wal-Hukma, and Almighty Allah gave them wisdom and judgment. So many of them were kings, many of them were judges, many of them were people who received wahi. And remember that Almighty Allah blessed them with nubuwat and prophethood. One nubuwa, there's it mentioned now. And Almighty Allah selected them to be prophets and messengers. Every prophet and messenger is selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. Elections, you can see what a mess occurs nowadays in different parts of the world. And every Nabi prophet is ma'asoom. They can make a mistake, but sin is something else. Sin is deliberately, intentionally violating the laws and commandments of Almighty Allah. وَرْزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And we gave them مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ The pure and the wholesome food, income, environment, everything was pure for them. Their families were pure, no zina, fornication, adultery, and so forth, Allah forbid. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ And we made them the best of people at that time. So amongst the people at that time, they were considered the best of the best. So many virtues, Almighty Allah conferred upon them, and Almighty Allah blessed them with those bounties and favors. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ And we gave them, again Almighty Allah using the term we to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, بَيِّنَاتٍ the clear signs, the miracle, مِنَ الْأَمْرِ regarding matters of religion. The people will tell you, how can we believe in you? You are eating, drinking, walking, talking just like us. So Almighty Allah would bless them with miracles and to show them this is a mu'jiza. Mu'jiza means all of you can get together, but you cannot go and produce something similar to this miracle, a replica. Now human being, when the sincerity gets less, you see South Africa, you see London, UK, you see India, Pakistan, you see the Arab world, meaning across the entire world today you will see this. What will you see? فَمَخْتَلَفُ Then these people, when the prophets and messengers came to them, the divine books and scriptures came to them, فَمَخْتَلَفُ They did not differ. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْإِلْمِ Except after the knowledge came to them. When there was no prophet, there were no book, then they all were united, meaning in their crime and so forth. Before Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Miladun Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious birth, you will find that 90% of them were drinking alcohol, were worshipping idols and so forth. There was a very small group of people. They were called Hunafa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and them, they never ever worshipped idols, they never ever drank alcohol, they never ever committed zina, fornication, adultery. So they were the very small group, the Hanif, the Hunafa. But 90-95% of the people, they were just enjoying khana, peena, sona, pahana, wine, dine and swine, and that was the life. So they were all like united in their vices basically, except few people. So فَمَخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْإِلْمِ So they never differed except after the knowledge came to them, the knowledge of wahi and revelation, the book came down, the scripture, the prophets were sent. So why all this? Now differences and so forth on subsidiary issues, on fundamental issues, بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ because of jealousy, enmity, rivalry. I want to be the chief. Today, why is there so much fighting? Because I want to be the president, I want to be the chief, I want to be the one who is the trustee and so forth and so on. So we bring our personal issues and thereafter you find the ummah suffers. Look at the ummah today. Gaza is bleeding, murdered and massacred daily. But who can stand up for them? Show me one Muslim country, Arab country. So that is the shame and disgrace of this ummah. Allah, Allah, Al-Musta'an. We only beg Almighty Allah for His divine intervention. Wa ila Allahi al-mushtaka. We complain to you, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. There is no might, there is no power except you, Ya Allah, Jalla wala. Inna rabbaka yaqdi baynahum. Verily, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, will pass the final judgment amongst them. Yawm al-qiyamah, the day of qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of judgment. Why yawm al-qiyamah? In salat, you say you're standing now fajr time. قيام لأن الناس يقومون من مقابرهم The people will stand up from their graves or wherever they were cremated or they drowned and so forth. Cremating in Islam obviously is totally absolutely haram and unlawful. فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. In whatever they differed in. The other day I was listening to a program, breakfast time, and they said that nowadays, and that person even mentioned that this is rife and rampant amongst us, the blacks, he even said that. They compete with one another when it comes to the burial. They say sometimes it goes to 1 million rand, sometimes 2 million rand. You must have the best coffin, you must have the best limousine, you must have the best suit. He says, are we gone crazy? And for the rest of our lives, we are gone, you must remember, too, in debt. He says, myself, he's speaking about himself, me, I'll just get cremated, so that no, all these expenses. So in Islam, the coffin story is haram, cremating is haram, Islam is always the best, and we share it with the rest. My father, mother, brothers passed away. Allah grant Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la to all our marhumin and deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam. We bathe them, we enshroud them for a male with 3 pieces of simple cloth calico. And if the female, our honorable mother, daughter, sister, wife, 5 pieces of calico. We have the funeral prayer and we bury them. We came from sand, our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. Hence we go back to the soil. You show me and juxtapose and draw a comparison of Islam with any religion and so forth. Therefore, Islam is the best for the East and the West and the rest. Remember that. So whatever differences you got, Almighty Allah will make it apparent and pass the final judgment. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. In whatever they are differing in. The fundamental and core issues or the secondary, subsidiary issues. Islam, we have a Sharia. What is the meaning of Sharia? Sharia means tariqah. Sharia means minhaj. We have a road, a clear path, and that is the methodology we're going to follow. Whether you like it or not, we support our Taliban. We support our Hamas. Taliban told the United Nations, you go to hell. You don't come and tell us how to run our country. We fought America. We fought Russia. We fought the British to implement our law in our land. How dare you come and tell us what we must do? You go to hell, 100%. That is what we talk. We must be tough and so forth. If you can implement your capitalism and interest, which is haram, if you can impose your secularism and take people away from religion and God, and you must remember that you advocate a godless society where every haram and every unlawful action is permissible, lesbianism, gay business, abortion, prostitution, and you can promote, you understand, democracy, make the masses into asses and so forth. That's democracy. To make the people fools. So then why not we have our own choice? Summa. Now all these prophets came, all these books came, summa subsequently. Ja'alnaka. We made you, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Ya Rahmatan lil-Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last and the best, you must remember. Every Nabi came, every Prophet came for his own time, his own place, and everything was time limited, space limited, place limited. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, came. Chapter 21, in the 17th Supara, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a mercy, not to humanity. That's a wrong translation. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. You're a mercy for everyone in the universe and creation, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are Khatam al-Nabiyyin, chapter 33, verse 40. So you are the seal and the last of prophets and messengers. Therefore, you are an international global messenger with an international message for all times, all places, all circumstances. Ala shari'ati min al-amri, on a sharia, on a path in religion, fattabi'ha, you follow that sharia immaculately to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Wala tattabi', and never ever follow. Obviously, Nabi alayhi salam is not going to follow. Al-khitab lil-Nabi wal-murad biha al-Ummah. The address is to the Master sallallahu alayhi sallam. But the real message and connotation is for me and you, the followers of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi sallam. Never ever follow ahwa. Ahwa is the plural of hawa. In the Arabic language, your hawa in Meman, Urdu, Gujarati, wind and all that, they don't mean that. Ahwa is plural of hawa. When a person becomes the slave of their worm's fancies and desires, they go lower, 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 lower. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we return them to the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals. Nay, even animals are better than them. They're even worse than animals. See lesbianism, gay business, abortion. Even the swines and the pigs don't do that, and the animals don't do that. But this masterpiece, this Hazrat-e-Insan, who's supposed to be the masterpiece of Allah's creation, he does that. Can you believe that? And he justifies it. He'll tell you it's human rights issue. Allah's curse be upon such human rights. And any Muslims agree with that, signs on that straight away, is murdered out of the fall of Islam. وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And never follow the worm's fancies, desires of those who know not, who don't know the Sharia. You must never ever follow them, or go and bootlick them, and go and curry favor with them. So that is where we are today. So that is why the humiliation and disgrace. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 18th of Shawwal, 1446, Gaza genocide. Today, day number 559. Tomorrow, Good Friday. For us, every Friday is a Good Friday. Will be 560 days. That the murder, massacre continues there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Gaza brought izzah and honor to this ummah. Remember that. 25 people martyred, murdered in Palestine, in Gaza. Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant their family Sabri Jameel. Allah grant them a magnificent victory against Israel, against America and all their backers and haramis. Israel stop war and the hostages will be released. You see that? So Hamas is saying, all of you get out from Gaza. They say, we're staying in Gaza. And they already captured 30% of Gaza, the Israeli diaper force. And they say they will use this as a buffer zone so Hamas cannot attack them. Allah will use somebody else to punish you because you are a cursed nation. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Surely, definitely, Allah will punish you through different people and organizations and whoever. And this punishment will continue for you Jutlas and Jews till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Israel, so you must remember, the foreign minister should be charged of crimes against humanity and so forth, and is guilty of war crimes. So that is what the Palestinians are saying. In the West Bank, you know, one side is Gaza, on the other side is the West Bank, Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya in Arabic, where Mahmoud Abbas, the Murtad and Harami, and then the PA controlled it, good for nothing they are. They built the largest mall, and they're very happy. See how much progress we are making, but the Palestinians are losing everything else. Israel does not care about the Arab citizens. This is in the Haaretz newspaper. They treat them like second, third, fourth class citizens. What are they going to bother of them? Trump is in big trouble. The White House is in contempt of a court order. The judge told them, you cannot send these people to San Salvador. And they send them in defiance of the court order. So the court there told them, I'm giving you 1 week. You need to sort these things out immediately. Otherwise, I will start officially charging you, Trump and the White House, for contempt of court. So the White House then responded. How they responded? They say, we will appeal and we will challenge it and so forth. So Trump, he's against the world now, the idiot. Trump, now yesterday I was reading an article, you know, he had so many girlfriends and he made so many haram children. So they're saying, we are the secret child and children of Trump. Imagine that. You know about Jacob Zuma? One day they asked him, Mr. Zuma, we want to make him Sulman. And then his name would be Yaqub Juma. You see that? I want to meet him one to one. No media, no security. I want to tell him how to make you Sulman. So when they asked him, how many children you got? He started laughing, you understand? He said, what you talk, man? You understand? So we sleep and we enjoy, you understood? So that is how they carry on. So even he, Trump, is like that, the harami. So California is one of the biggest. You know, they have 50 states. So this is one of the biggest. California, so they are suing Trump over his tariffs. You are harming us, you idiot. No, I'm harming China and everybody. So California, so there they are mayor, there they are leaders, there they are premier. Call whatever you want to. They charging Trump and his administration and suing him. So that is how America will fall. What is civil war? And they are infighting, inshallah. Allama shattil shamlahum. Allama dambir diyarahum. Allama khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Now see, when you have kufr, we make dua, you know. Allah must give this MBS of Saudi, this MBZ in Emirates Hidayat. But if there's no Hidayat for them, Allah must decimate and destroy them. Today is what? The 18th of Shawwal. Today is what? The 17th of April, right? So now you just press on your internet Al-Ula, A-L, and then Ula, U-L-A. I've been to all these places. So now the musical extravaganza will start from tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And the singers paid millions and millions of dollars. Come there, sing the whole night, dance the whole night, nudity the whole night. And where? In the place where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't go there. If you go there, you must go crying in there. But this is MBS and his new Saudi policy. We're going to have the extravaganza of the century in Al-Ula. And it will start this weekend. And then Sunday will be the culmination in the Grand Prix. That is your Saudi Arabia. You want to go Makkah, Medina, make little bit Umrah, Ibadat, then come to Al-Ula and enjoy yourself. Then come to the Grand Prix and then enjoy yourself. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. A cursed leader, a cursed nation who agrees with him. Pakka murtad haramis, you Salafi scholars, why your mouth is shut? Everything bidat, bidat, bidat. Now why don't you say bidat and haram? For your haram leader, the pakka murtad harami. So that is what must be told. Speak truth. Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi in big problem. They are guilty, it is alleged, of laundering millions and millions of dollars. So Rahul and Sonia, big trouble for them. Remember that, the opposition. That will be music to the ears of Modi and them. So China, strong economy growth. And better than what they expected in the first quarter, January to March. And it grew by 5.4%, 5.5%. So China told America, you go to hell. We're not interested in you. We will win over the countries our way. The French Prime Minister says U.S. has betrayed the world. You see how the Western countries are turning against America? Listen to this here. The biggest group of Jutlas and Jews in the U.K., 36 of them have signed the message and sent it to Israeli leaders and the IDF and so forth. And say, you haramis, they criticize them and condemn them and say, Israeli soul is being ripped out. The soul of the Jews is being ripped out by you. So you're tearing us apart with the war in Gaza and so forth. China mocks the U.S. and tells them, you peasants, you see that guy, Vance called Trump once a Hitler and a Nazi, like how Rubio called him a con man. He called Trump a con man. Then they all went and licked him afterwards. You see that? So China said, you call us peasants, we call you peasants, and our economy is booming and yours is falling. US and Iran, both haramis, will meet in Rome this week, Saturday, to discuss the nuclear. Why you don't discuss Israel's nuclear? That they got 300, 400 nuclear heads. If Iran has 1, 2, 5, 10, so what's the big deal there? So they're entitled to it. On that score, we stand with Iran. Remember, Pakka Shias, Pakka Kafir, but they must be entitled to. Trump to visit the excess of evil. You see that? In May, Trump will be visiting Saudi, and he'll be making big money there. Then next stop, Qatar, another gas station. Then next stop, UAE, their slaves and servants. So these are the first places Trump will be visiting on his second presidency, foreign trip. The ruble of Russia is one of the best currencies performing nowadays, and that is according to Bloomberg, if you know world currency and world economics. US says that if China talks too much, US is threatening China with 245% tariffs for China. So Trump is going nuts, so they will impose upon you and you will lose, so you must remember that. Now, let's give you South Africa, Southern African news. Trump not coming to South Africa for the G20. We say, go to hell, Trump, you're not welcome. Yeah, and Rubio also not welcome. Yeah, you go to hell. South Africa to strengthen ties with Russia. Very good. I told you that long time. You must strengthen ties with Russia, strengthen ties with China, strengthen ties with Iran and India, strengthen ties with everybody besides Israel and America. Today, Marv, when I went the last time there to, you know, Port Kittesrus, so they call it now, you must remember, Makupani, you see that? So Potties we call in the olden days. So we should call it Petersburg, now it's Polokwane. Today, Thursday, more than 500 Patco buses will be going to the Moria. So Brother Munir Moti, Munir Nur Muhammad, my connection there. You see, Allah reward him, reward his mother, wife, children, and brother. So remember, father passed away, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He took me there. I said, ba, make batari, kadai, Moria, make jak naam no tai. So he took me outside there and showed me. So they're expecting million people, they say, plus, minus, and so forth. 500 buses only today will be going to the Moria. You know, every year they have their festival there, celebrations there, and they're all dancing and wine and everything will carry on there. So anyway, Zapiro is a Jew. Zapiro is a Jew, but what a cartoon he made, Zapiro. You're a champion in cartoons. So he's got, you see, one DA member, and his face and eyes are closed with the Israeli flag. Then he got a PA member of the Patriotic Alliance, and his face is also closed with the Israeli flag. And then he got ACDP, the Three Musketeers. So they say, we're going on a fact-finding mission to Israel. We came back, we saw no apartheid. Zapiro, you should have written, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. The haramis. And what a disgrace you are, DA and PA and UACDP. And for Muslims to vote for these haramis is haram also. And remember, yesterday I was there by my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haqsa. We just came back a week ago. So Hazrat was very happy. Obviously, I'm the student, I must be happy. And Hazrat was teaching Ibn Majah, so he's in good spirits. Allah grant our honorable Asatiza, all of them who are alive, Siha Afiyat Izzat, those who passed away, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Inshallah, today between 11 and 12, we got a wonderful topic, Ma Zahid Khan and myself, and that is Easter, the history, geography, how did all this start and so forth, and what should be our response to that, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. O Muslim, O you esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what you going to do tonight besides watching TV, haram and so forth? The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week, Jumu'ah, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, increase the quantity and the amount of salawat and durood sharif upon the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and read man qara'a surat al-kahf laylat al-jumu'ah. You read surah Kahf on the night of Friday. Adaa lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. Sahih, authentic hadith, rawahu Darimi. So Imam Darimi, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim's teacher narrated the hadith. Where you are, Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, from wherever you are, Allah will bless you with nur, radiance, and effulgence from the place you are, right till the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Wallahu al-muwafiq, Allah grant us tawfiq. Jima Salim, we have 12 minutes left, 11 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Of Kitab, can Muslims eat hot cross buns and Easter eggs, stock it and sell it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, you should know why the Christians have the Good Friday and Easter Monday and so forth. The Christians believe, you must remember, that Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nakale kufr, kufr nabashir. All this is kufr, is blasphemous. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. Christians say that the Bible says, you got the Bible or you just Google it. Matthew in the Bible, chapter 12, verse number 40. I repeat, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 40. So Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. You, the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, you will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. So they, the Christians, believe that the Jews, they assassinated and they killed Jesus, and then they crucified him, and so forth. So Islam rejects that totally. Chapter 4, verse number 157, 158, 159. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Nor was he killed, nor was he crucified. Allah Jalla wa Ala protected him, for Jesus, peace be upon him. Yes, one person was killed, but not him, Jesus, peace be upon him. So that is our unanimous belief, remember that. So anyway, so they say that behind Aqsa al-Mubarak, the holy sepulcher, the church there, so there he was buried there. So Friday night he was there, Saturday he was there, Saturday night he was there, Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene came, so the tomb and the grave was empty. So how many nights? 2 nights and 1 day. But the Bible says 3 days, three nights. So who's lying? The Bible is lying? Christians are lying, the Pope is lying, or all of them are lying. So how Christmas they took you for a ride and they told you Jesus was born 25th December? Absolute nonsense. That is winter and Jesus was born in summer. According to Quran and the Bible, go look at Luke, L-U-K-E. So here also they taking the Christians for a ride. What they have to worry, they're making millions and money out of it and so forth. So therefore, anything associated religiously with Easter, your Easter eggs and hot cross buns, all haram. It got religious connotations. And for us as Muslims, we should be ashamed, you must remember, that we go and advertise this and sell it or eat it and so forth. Not permissible.
Mufti Saab, a non-Muslim couple accepts Islam. Initially, they were married in a church. They accept Islam together. Do they have to make a new nikah, or the nikah in the church is still valid?
Remember that Tom and Mary, they were married in a church, meaning they were Christian, or they were married in a temple, or married in a civic center, whatever. So they were non-Muslims and they went through some form of ceremony. Now they got children and so forth, 4 or 5 children, 1 or 2 children and so forth. Now both of them want to embrace Islam. So we say, Ahlan wa sahlan, very good. Allah give you, you understand, tawfiq, that you embrace Islam and remain a true Muslim, willingly, sincerely, lovingly. Now must we re-perform your nikah? No. You already went through a nikah and a marriage ceremony. We won't call it nikah technically, but marriage ceremony you went through. So what is the wisdom of this? If they embrace Islam, we can't tell them that all their children are haram children and illegitimate children. So Islam says if non-Muslim couple, male and female, Hari and Mary, you see, Hari is the male and Mary is the female. Now they got married and then they had children and then they embraced Islam together. So that marriage of the past will be recognized and the children will be legitimate and there's no need at all to perform a new nikah. Look at the wisdom of Islam and the greatness of our fuqaha and our jurors of Islam. So no nikah required when both the couple embrace Islam at the same time.
Mufti Sahib, if a man asks a woman to be his wife and she says yes, and he gives her mahar without any witnesses, is this deemed as a nikah?
Totally null and void. It is zina and fornication or adultery. One party is married and now they just continue like this and so forth. So is Islam, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. When you say la ilaha illallah, lam li naf'il jins, you are negating it totally, absolutely, completely. La ilaha, la ma'buda bihaqin. Truly there is none worthy of worship. Truly there is no deity except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. So la nikaha, there is no nikah that's valid, illa bi waliyin, the girl's father, he must be Muslim and he must give permission. La nikaha illa bi shuhudin, there is no nikah valid except there must be witnesses, two male witnesses or one male and two female witnesses, all of them must be Muslim, open Musnad Ahmad and so forth. You will find this hadith. So yeah, the boy told the girl, I'll marry you, and then he gives her money and then they busy. It's like prostitution that. There's no witnesses. So you're living in sin and every moment you're together is just like the kuffar, shias, they are muta and prostitution. So therefore, absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is gold and silver plated jewelry allowed for women?
Remember, you ladies must not confuse issues or blow your fuses in the process. When it comes to your jewelry, you know, what you use, your hands and your neck and dust and all these type of things, so that can be genuine or it can be imitation. So you must remember that. So that is permissible. So you don't have to wear genuine gold bangles. It can be imitation also, gold-plated, silver-plated, or for example, your locket and all that, earrings, and you all know better than me what we know of these things. The only place where you should wear genuine gold, genuine silver, and so forth, is when it comes to your rings, for you ladies. And remember, but your other jewelry, so that you must remember, can be gold-plated, silver-plated, all permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, a husband gave talaq-e-raji to his wife. Some years later, they remarried. Now the husband gives her a talaq-e-bahin. What is the Shariat's masla regarding this marriage?
Okay, let us explain the terminology for our listeners, because I'm sure many of them don't know what are the consequences, implications of that. ABC husband is married to XYZ lady. The marriage turned sour and the husband gave his wife a talaq-e-raj'i, English, revocable divorce. Talaq-e-raj'i means he, the husband, used explicit words and gave his wife talaq in the past and present tense, divorce, talaq, words like that. So during the iddat period, salasat quru, three menses according to the Hanafis and Hanbalis, three periods of cleanliness according to the Malikis and the Shafis, he, the husband, can take her back without renewing the nikah. And then for future purposes, he'll only have two talaqs left. So that is talaq-e-raj'i. So if we look at the question as it's posed, so the husband issued a talaq-e-raj'i, he didn't take her back, and thereafter, absence make the heart grow fonder. After 2, 3, 4 years, they reconcile, they perform a new nikah. So he still had two talaqs left. You see that? Now again, the marriage turned sour and so forth. Now the husband went mad again, you see. So instead of giving talaq-e-raj'i, now second time he issued talaq-e-ba'in, verbally or in writing. You see that? So what is talaq-e bayin? It is irrevocable. Irrevocable means he can't take her back during the iddat waiting period or after the expiry unless they perform a new nikah. You see that? So he still has one talaq left, this husband here. First one he issued was talaq-e raj'i. Second one he issued was talaq-e bayin. So if both parties want to reconcile now, immediately during the iddat is fine, or after the expiry of the iddat is fine. If both parties are happy, the girl is happy, her father and them are happy, then remember, but there must be a new nikah in all cases. And you, the husband, you're only left with one talaq now, and that will be the final and last talaq in divorce. So we should understand these issues properly and not cause confusion.
Mufti Sahab, a family member recently got proposed. At the time, I gifted his future wife some jewelry. Subsequently, the engagement was cancelled. We have not asked for the gift back. But if the girl returns the gift, am I allowed to accept it?
Yeah, there are three issues. To give a gift and all that to family members, all that on happy occasion, that's good. No, not for your hidden agenda, you give a girlfriend and all that and then start using her, and that's haram. So now they're going to get married, so you said, let me give a present, I know the family. So all that is fine. Tahaddu, tahabu, give gift to one another, it will generate mutual love. For innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhaga'in, when you give gifts to one another, it removes the malice, rancor, hatred, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Second one is this, if they give it back to you without you requesting it, demanding it, and you take it back, totally permissible. Third scenario, now the marriage has been called off and engagement is finished, is all history. So now the gift is with that person. So you go and demand it back, not permissible. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-a'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. Inshallah, it will never ever happen. I'm just giving an example. I gave Maulana Salim Kareem, you understood, a book, kitab, or a pen, or whatever. Then Allah forbid, the argument took place. I said, I want my gift back. So it's absolutely haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person gave the giftee. You gave a person a gift. And then after some time, things turn sour. And you tell that person, I want the gift back. Like the mother-in-law tells the daughter-in-law, bring it back. I want my jewelry back. I want this back. And all. Then your example is like a dog that vomits and goes and licks the vomit. Allah forbid. Allah have mercy on us and protect us. Jazakallah khairan to you, Maulana Salim Kareem, and to everybody else. Make dua for us, make dua for Gaza. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Make special dua. Allah decimate the Americans and the Jutlas and Haramis. Allah Ta'ala give victory to our Mujahideen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.